question for today's shiur. We have, so, to a certain degree, the gamut of a comma, namely the Pirtei Pratim of the pages over there in the corner. The Pirtei Pratim of Toldos Bor, Shmo up here, on the back table. Now the back table. The Pirtei Pratim of Toldos Bor, and then the overviews of Arba Avos Nezikin, hopefully to bring us to a point where we can have closure before Yom Kippur, that we've at least built the first story of our building. Right? We're still to a certain degree in the basement, but hopefully today we'll be able to at least get to the first story and see how things move from here. Okay, after that enticing introduction, we're trying to find the form of Av Mazik in which Toldoseihem Lav Kayotze Behem, their Papa, referred to. We already saw that Karen, Toldoseihem Kayotze Behem, Shane, Toldoseihem Kayotze Behem, Regel, Toldoseihem Kayotze Behem. Perhaps we'll find what we're looking for in the world of Bor. Ela Atolda Dabor. The question is, Tolda Dabor, my Nihu. What exactly is the Tolda of Bor that then we can decide whether it's Kayotze Bahem, with all the same halachos as the Av, or that it has different halachos? My Nihu. Ilema Av Yud Vitolda Tes. If we're going to work off the assumption of Chazal that we have two types of Bor, we have a Bor which is, and which one is Chayev for Misas Behema, and a boar in which one is chayev only for nezik behema and not for misas behema, and chazal or meshair that roi lemisa is yud, mashein kein tet is roi lenezik and not roi lemisa. If we want to set these up as av and tolda, lo tet ksive velo yud ksive. If you look at the psukim, ki yiftach ish bor, o ki yichre ish bor, velo yichasen, uvenaf al shem ashor o chamor, Baal habor yishalim kesef yashiv lebaalav ha-mesi yalo. There's no mention of bor tes, there's no mention of bor yud, right? We're working off of Rashi, first Rashi the Masechta. Avos kari lahanach t'ksiv on bikura behedya. We don't have bikura behedya, a distinction between tes and yud, so why would one be an av and one be a tolda? So Gemara says, halo kasha, that's not true. One of them is black and white in the Torah, if we'll just open our eyes a little. Ha-mes yihi yalo amar rachmana. In other words, that Hames Yehalo means we're dealing with a boar which is Ro'oi Le Misa, and on that the Baal Habor is responsible for the Misa. And what is that boar? Kimlu Rabbanan Yud Avdan Misa, Tes Nezikin Avde Misa Lo Avde. So we have in the Torah the Av, we have in the Torah the case of Ro'oi Le Misa, and that which we don't have in the Torah, namely the Bor Benezikin, that will be the Tolda. Namely, that which is Behedya will be the Av, that which is the derivative will be the Tolda. So Gemara was bothered, Sof, Ze Av Lemisa, Ze Av Benezikin. This question of the Gemara bothered Rashi and Tosfos to try and understand what's going on over here. We just gave an assumption. That which is black and white in the Torah is the Av. That which is derived from that is the Tolda. So we have black and white in the Torah, v'hames yelo. Why in the world would we view the Bor Benezikin as also being black and white in the Torah? So here we have two Lashonos of Rashi. Tosos Lechora rejects which Lashon of Rashi?
The second
Lashon of Rashi. We'll see in a minute why. And Lechora accepts the first Lashon of Rashi. Now, again, I don't see that much of a difference between the Maskan of Tosfos and the first Lashon of Rashi. What Rashi Tosfos had in front of him, we don't know. In other words, I mentioned when we began that although most of the time the Rashi that we have in our Gemara is the Mahadura Basra, and the Rashi on the Rif is the Mahadura Kama, here, the Rashi on the Rif remains the Mahadura Kama, but our Rashi is somewhat of a mix of, there is a Ksav Yad, the Mahadura Basra of Rashi, which we don't have at our fingertips, but we don't, you know, it's ours is somewhat of a mix of Mahadura Kama, Mahadura Basra. We don't know exactly what Tosfos had in front of him, so it could very well be that what we have as the Lishna Basra was the only Lashon that Tosfos had in front of him, and what we have as the Lishna Kama is, you know, it's basically, you know, Tosfos' conclusion, which is Rashi. Okay, with that introduction, let's look at the Lishna Kama of Rashi. We'll go into what of Rashi. The Lishna Kama of Rashi, and then the Lishna Basra. What's the Lishna Kama of Rashi? How is the Bor Tes in the Pasuk? Right, in order for it to be an Av, in order for the Gemara to say that sof-sof Zeh Av L'Misa v'Zeh Av L'Nezikin, both of them have to be in the Psukim. We just said a moment ago that in the Psukim we see Hames Yelo. Where do we see in the Psukim that there is a concept of a bor l'nezikin? What's the first lotion of Rashi? It's a diuk. Namely, it's written in the pasuk. You can understand. We have the ability to infer in the psukim. What's the inference we're going to make? That if on a bor which is roi l'misa, you're chayev on misa, what would be in a din of a bor which is roi l'nezikin? You'd be chayev on nezikin and pater on misa. That's the diuk. Namely, that we have within the world of the bor roi l'misa, we have a diuk that there's also a concept of a bor which is roi l'nezikin. We're talking about arba avos nezikin. So that's considered to be behedya bikra. A diuk is the equivalent of behedya bikra. I think that is what Tosfos is saying as well. If you look in Tosfos before, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which is a different perush. He says, umasik sof sof ze av lemisa ze av nezikin perush. Kev on the bor yud lo kasiv behedya ela mafkinen misvara da hames yalo be'inan kedei lahamis. In other words, that the fact that there's going to be a chiyuv of payment on a mace kaner ed that the bor was a bor which was roi lahamis v'kimlehu rabbanan dahainu bor yud bor tes nami have svara, the same svara have avon nezikin, why kaven diyesh bo kadei lahazik. Okay, and then you know Tosus, okay, then that's fiyin yudaiti, that's the first lashon of Rashi which is found in Tosus. Why was Rashi chozer bo from this first lashon and moved over to a second lashon? What in other words, what over here would you say is a bit problematic with this inference? If I were to ask you, is this inference watertight?
It's not written in the positive.
It may not be called behedya. That's a possibility. Maybe a diuk is not behedya, but on that one could argue. But also,
we could reject the premise of the diuk. You just say no. This is the case the post is talking about, and not that other case.
Where, in other words, the diuk is really not from the world of bor. The diuk is comparing bor to the world of shor and eish and adam, in which you're chayev on nezek. So over here, kanirah, there must also be a form of bor in which you're chayev on nezek. But that's not at all so clear, because we have, you know, it's the shor velo adam v'chamor velo kedem. In other words, there are all sorts of peturim that we find. Every mazik has its unique peturim. But in any case, Rashi does bring a second lashon, and the second lashon of Rashi, my humble opinion, is pretty much what the Meshech Chachma explains. Looking at, in other words, that we have over here two psukim, ki yiftach ishbor ki yichre ishbor lo yechasem v'nafal shama shar ochamor bal habor yishalem. So Pashtus, as the first lashon of Rashi, this is one long run-on sentence that the first pasuk describes what happened, the irua, the case, and the second pasuk gives us the halacha in that case. What does the Meshech Chachma point out if that were to be the case? What is missing in the first pasuk?
That it died,
right? That if we compare it to, I'm sorry, there was a bit of a typo in the Meshech Chachma. You know, which one says, "But re'ei b'chol ha'parsha kasuv umeit." It should be pasuk lamed hey, not pasuk lamed dalet. I corrected it on what I gave you, namely that if we look at the world of negifas shor kigof shor ish et shor yehu, there in the case itself, it points out that there was a death, and then v'hames. With the Hei Yadiyah that we discussed in the previous Pasuk, Yehi Yelo, that makes sense. But over here, the first Pasuk doesn't speak about the Misa. It simply says, V'nafal Shama Shor O Chamor. So what then can one read into the Torah the Torah, which was written very, very exactly, word for word, what can be medayik in the Torah, then each pasuk relates to a different av. The first pasuk, ki nafal shama shar uchamor, deals with nezek. And the second pasuk deals with misa. Now we say we have over here av l'nezek v'av l'misa. That's l'chora what Rashi says in the Lishna Basra. Lishna achrina, sof, ze av l'misa v'zav nezikin. Ki heichvi nenachik l'mikra bor asara l'misa, so also nafkul an bor tishtel l'nezikin, d'chziv, v'nafal shama shor ochamor, mashma, bein meis, bein huzak, bal habor yishalem. Umiyu in Mesa Shar Amar Rabbanan Bebortisha Patur Dolamach Masavor Mes Dein Bo Kedei Lohamis Avo Huzak Chayev Debortisha Var Nezikin. Okay, again, the weakness within the Lishna Basra is a double weakness. Rashi mentions part of the weakness that Benofal Shama Lachora is a generic term for anything that occurs due to the Nefila, including Misa. But we know that a Bor Nezikin is Patur on Misa. So you sort of have to say, the pasuk gives you the generic term, but we have a halacha Moshe Misinai that a bor of nezikin is patur on misa. And then you have to introduce something from the outside. But more than that, what bothered Tosfos on that second lashon of Rashi, which he rejects, what bothered Tosfos? That the p'tur of shor velo adam, chamor velo kelim, only applies to the world of misa, and that's the pasuk of nezikin. Namely, that we have over here, you have to sort of say ki yiftach ishbor ki yichre ishbor v'lo yechasenu. That relates to the second pasuk, bal habor yishalem kesef yashiv lebel hamesi yalo. And then you have a case of a nafal shama shoro chamor. In other words, it's not as elegant as the Mesha Chachma seems to make it. The Mesha Chachma does not relate to the issue that Tosus raises, and if you don't relate to that issue, really, you know, it's Rav Kuperman Zatzal, who wrote, you know, his life's work was pretty much editing the Mesha Chachma, always used this phrase of Omek Kapshat. You know, it's there's a Pshat and there's Omek Kapshat. So over here we have Omek Kapshat. Okay, so here we have then two possibilities. Either the Bortes is learned out from Svara, a Diuk, and Svara is Kaman Dechsiv Behedya. Ibo yisem asvara, ibo yisem akra. In other words, that asvara is considered to be behedya. It's a jump, it's an assumption. That's the first lashon. The second lashon is, no, that's the first part. We have two psukim. First pasuk is the pasuk of nafal. Second pasuk is the pasuk of meis. And again, elegant, but when you look at it with a magnifying glass, there are issues with this perush. Okay, there is, however, a third perush, which is in the Yerushalmi. Tosus quotes the Yerushalmi. Ubi Yerushalmi Dorish Havire Lemichtav Ki Yiftach Ish Ki Yichre Ish Bor. Namely, that we have the word Bor repeated. Lamaksiv Bor Bor. Elachad Bor Lemisa Chad Bor Le Nezikin. Okay, so Tosus says the Yerushalmi, quotes the Yerushalmi, in which the Yerushalmi is the favorite. It's not here in the first parak, it's in the fifth parak. But the Yerushalmi says we have a Yitura Dekra. We have an extra word, and that brings in the second type of bor, and that answers Tosis' question. And then the drasha of chamor and shor would only apply to the ikar bor, which is we're assuming stam bor is yud, right? And then so Tosis' question. On the second lashon of Rashi would not be a question if we're building off of a yitura. There is, my humble opinion, another way of learning the Yerushalmi. I wouldn't call it a fourth perush, but another way of learning the Yerushalmi, not as a yitura dekra, but rather a diuk that only the gra would make. We don't have a shnos Eliyahu on Baba Kama. The shnos Eliyahu is only on Zeroyim. But at the end of the Shnos Eliyahu on Zeroyim, the end of the Gros Perish on Mishnayos Zeroyim, there's Likutim. And the Likutim are from all over. And so, I'm sorry, I couldn't photostat it because it's not at the Bar Ilan. So I made it, I couldn't printed from the Bar Ilan. So I photostated it and sort of blew it up because my Shnoseya was much smaller. Okay, if you look at the Pasuk, what's his deal? He's talking about a different Gemara altogether. Ki yiftach ishbor, he points out, malay. The first bor is written with a vav. O ki yichre ishbor, chaser. Look back at the Pasuk, kachave. Right? The first bor is malay, second bor is chaser. So we can already figure out, in other words, what? Okay, so you tell me now. What is a Yerushalmi according to the Gra? Is it a din of a Yitura, Lamali, Bor, Bor?
No, it's the opposite. It's,
you have Bor, Bor. You have a Bor Mole, and you have a Bor Chaser. Namely, the Torah itself tells you that there are two types of Bor. There's a Bor Mole, which is Yud, and then there's a Bor Chaser, which is Tet. The Yesh Av Lemisa, the Yesh Av Lenezikin. It's all in the words themselves. It's not a Yitur Dekra. In other words, you're being medayik from the language. Now, the Gra took that for granted. It didn't even, it says, that's not the Chiddush Yerushalmi. He wanted to learn as follows. And then the Pasuk continues, Baal HaBor Yishalem, the third time the Pasuk uses the word Bor, in terms of Tashlumin, Halo Malay, it's written with the Vav. Halo Dovar Hu. The Chorah, the Torah over here is being medayik tremendously in terms of its language. V'nira, the Isa, the Gemara, we saw this Gemara quoted in Tosfos on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, im ala psicha chayav al hakriya lo kol shekein. So why does it say ki yiftach o ki yichre? Isn't that simply obvious? El ala havi kore achar kore. We're dealing with a situation where one person made a bor up to tes, and the second person filled it in up to yud, and then an animal fell in and died, and the question is, who pays? So what does the Gemara say? Who pays? The one who added the one tefach. Not the one who made the board of the nine, but the one who added the board of the tefach. That's again the pasuk. Ki yichre, ki yiftach ishbor, or ki yichre ishbor, you have one who makes 10, and then the other one is poteachit, to be full. Who pays? The bal habor, the one who made it into a bor mole. That's, you know, that's what the pasuk is telling us. That's the drush over here. What?
Then shouldn't it be switched?
Yeah, okay, the seder. He says, "Lachen k'siv ki yiftach bor malei haynu yutfachim." That's the ideal. Aval ki yichri yishbor chaser. The haynu sharishon kore tetfachim v'hu chaser. And then, if we were to have a sheni, that would be kore bor shu chaser tefach asiris. You would add the tefach mim shalem bal habor, the one who makes the bor malei. Okay. The Seder, but that's what the Gemara is coming to teach us. That this pasuk is the makor of Korah after Korah. But within that, you have another understanding of Yerushalmi. Not of the Yitur, but rather we have over here in the Torah, black and white, two types of bor. A bor molei and a bor chaser. A bor for Misa and a bor for Nezikin. Cute. Okay, in any case, maybe the Yerushalmi meant that, perhaps. In any case, so we have over here four possibilities of how to learn out the, in other words, that Bor Nezikin is also an Av. It's also in the Torah, either via a Diuk / Svara, or via the fact that we have two Psukim, or the fact that we have a Yitura Dekra, or the fact that we have Bor, or the fact that we have the Malay and the Chaser. Ech Shelo Yeh, it's considered to be in the Pasuk. So the Gemara then moves over to a different Ukimta. Ela Avno b'sakino u'maso'o shehidichon b'rishus harabim v'hiziku. That is the tolda. The tolda of bor is not the pit. The tolda of bor is the michshol that is above ground that is put into the rishus harabim. Before we see the nekud that Tosis raises, what over here is unique about this tolda of bor as opposed to the toldos of Karen, Shane, and Rego that we've seen up to this point? Yes?
The effects of its data are different. Normally, the Tolda has the same effects as the Avos, and here the effects are different, whereas it looks the...
That depends how we're going to define the effect. Again, we pointed out that every Av Mazik is an issue of there's a certain Maisa, and then there's a certain Totsaa. The Totsah over here is damage. Whether it's a damage of Misa, whether it's a damage of Mammon, we're dealing with damage. Whether we're dealing with a scraped knee or a broken leg, that lechora is still considered to be damaged. But what, again, up to now, what was the distinction between an av and a tolda? You have the same totsa'ah, but what's different? The pu'ula, the maisa is different, right? That in the world of Keren, the Torah, the av is negicha, and then all the other actions, the negifa and the neshicha and the beita, those are all toldos. In the world of Shein, the av is achila. What are the toldos? Nistachacha bekosel, tinfa peros, a different pu'ula. In the world of regel, it's mazik beguf, that's the av. If you're mazik beseyor, beprumbia, beshalif, etc., that is the tolda. What about over here? What's the between the av and the tolda here? Not in the pu'ula, but rather we have the same totza'ah, that there's injury caused by a mazik created by in the rishus harabim, but differences in the cheftza. This is the hava amina on daf yud zayin, according to the Mahari Katz, which was rejected. Right? This is the Rabbeinu Chananel in Maseches Shabbos, that Zoreya is the Av and Noteya is the Tolda. And we said that we have a Havamina that should be a Tolda, and we rejected it. In other words, however, in Bor it's accepted. Namely, that as opposed to Kol HaTorah Kula, by all the Avos Nezikin, when we have an Av that has a Pu'ula and a Tachlis, so we say that the Tolda is the same tachlis, but pulacheret. However, in the world of bor, rather than having a pulacheret, we have a cheftzacher. We have a different object causing the damage. It's not simply a different pu'ula, it's a different cheftza. Why would bor be an exception? Why would it's klutzkasha? But why would boar be an exception? Because what's the uniqueness of boar? Sharper. What's the uniqueness of boar? We could define boar, if you want to, negatively. It's a form of nezek where there is no.
There's no real
mazik. There's no pula. There's no action. Right? The whole point of boar is that nothing is going and doing anything. There's no Karen Shane Verego. There is no Eish. There is no Adam. No. In other words, we're dealing over here with something falls into something existing. There's no Pu'ula. If we're dealing with an Av, where there is no Pu'ula, so the Tolda can't be Pu'ula Acheret. Okay? So therefore, the Gemara has to come up with another definition of Tolda. So we have another definition as a Havamina. I know, right, that maybe that the Tolda of Shane is an Av, and Tolda of Chaya is a Tolda, because it's a different Cheftza. We rejected that over there, but there's no reason we need another definition in Bor. So here's the definition. And then Rabbeinu Chananel takes this definition and moves it over to Hilchos Shabbos, rather than Pum Fakir. In other words, that we find two types of Toldos in the Maskana of the Gemara. In the Maskana of the Gemara, we have a Tolda of a different Pu'ula, that's by Karen, Shane, and Regel, and we'll see also by Eish, and also by Adam. Masha Ein came, when we're dealing by Bor, there's no Pu'ula. If there's no Pu'ula, we have to come on with a different definition of Tolda. It's similar, not the same. That's the case of Cheftza Acher. Right? When you have the Bor test is not considered to be a different Cheftza. It's the same Cheftza, it's just one question whether it's Ro'e Lekach or Ro'e Lekach, it's a pit. But over here, Cheftza Acher. Tosos is bothered by Shmuel, by Aronson's question, in terms of, are these really the same tachlis? Do we really have the same tachlis? Let's look at the Banim Tosos. V'yimtoma harav yisle l'kaman bor shechi yevaso Torah l'havlo v'lo l'chavoto. Namely, that in the bor, you are chayav for basically strangulation, right? The death in the boar is not caused by the maka, it's caused by a lack of oxygen, havla. And over here, when you trip over a rock and you were to fall and hit your head, so the death is caused by the fall, right? In other words, so why, namely, these aren't the same. I mean, they're both causing injury, but causing injury in very different ways. V'yeshlamar dehasa mishum dekarka olam hisikaso avalhacha chavata didehu. And what over here is Tosus pointing out? What's the common denominator between bor on one hand, which is a cavity in the ground, and an avno sakino umasao? On what are you chayav? On what are you chayav? What did you do to make you chayav? What's the common denominator between the hevel of the boar and the chavata of the avno sakino masao? You are chayav for a mazik that what?
You created.
Excellent, that you created. So in the case of boar, you didn't create the karka olam, it was there all along. What you created was the hevel. So you're chayav for the mazik that you created in the rock. When you put the rock in the shram, you created that rock. Namely, you created the mikshol. So in both, in other words, so when you create the source of the chavata, or create the source of the hevel, that's the common denominator, that you're chayav for creating a passive mazik. You're creating that which someone is going to be hurt by. Okay, so we have over here a common totza'ah, that someone was hurt by that which you created passively. He fell into that which you created. That's bor. One of them is in the Torah, bor, and avno sakino masao is a different cheftza with the same totza'ah. Okay, adkan is the easy part of the Gemara. Okay, now the Gemara says, just a minute. If we're dealing with avno sakino masao, and our question is, and that's the tolda of bor. And do we say kayotze bo or not kayotze bo? Should it have the same dinim as bor or not? So let's investigate that. There are two types of avno sakino umasao. Heichidami, e da afkirinu, if you took this rock from your home, put it in Rishus HaRabim, and you were mafkirit, bein l'rav, bein l'shmuel, hainu bor. In other words, this is bor. This is exactly the same. There's no difference between them. You created the source of damage. Ma'inaf gemino, whether it's below ground, above ground, there's no reason that it should be any different, the halacha, than a boor. You're chayav nezek shalem, you're pater an adam, pater an kelim. This question of what it's roi for misa, or for nezikin. Ech shelo yeh, it's exactly boor. Ela, v'id delo afkarinu. So here we move to machokas rav and shmuel adav kaf chesem and beis. So according to Shmuel, that this alpi halacha is a bor. So again, so dosayem kayotze bahem. Ila rav damar kula mishara lamadnu hainu shor. And we already pointed out that in the world of shor, the, you know, words todosayem kayotze bahem. So maishna bor shekein tchilas haso lenezeg amon chashmarosan alecha. Hani nami tchilasan lenezek. The word mamoncha, according to us, should not be here. Ushvirasan alecha. Ella tolda debor kibor. Okay, so whether it's going to be shor or bor, it'll work out. In other words, in terms of our sugi, it'll work out. However, what we're dealing over here with Rashi and Tosvos is to try and understand hushita. Hushita, in this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, hushita is sort of muvan me'ilav, and hushita is omer dorsheni. Which shita do Rashi and Tosfos go out of their way to define, and which shita do they sort of take for granted, Tosfos by not mentioning it at all, and Rashi by just mentioning it in passing?
Shmuel
Barur is the easier one. Shmuel, you know, it's of course of ma bor, what's the definition of bor? Tchilas asiyasu lenezek. You created a mazik, and therefore you're responsible for it. So here, in terms of avno sakino umaso, whether you were mafkir or whether you were not mafkir, mayafgamina, whether it's your mamon, tchilas asiyaso le nezek. Right, that's the easy way. I know the milchamos over here is very, very verbose, and sometimes you can lose the trees for the forest. But there's one line over there in the milchamos where he summarizes Shmuel, umitoras bor mechayev le Shmuel. Af al gavdelo eshkachan bor da have mamono Who cares whether it's mamono or not? Who cares whether we have a drasha and a pasuk that'll speak about bor as being mamono? This fits into the definition of bor. This is tchilas asiyaso lenezek. It's a takala kvua va'omedesi. And right nowadays, you would be fined for putting this in Rishus HaRabim. You're putting something that will cause damage in a Rishus HaRabim. Leboru madminim le. If you're going to compare it to any of the Arbavos and Zikim, clearly it's most similar to bor. V'log l'shoro shidarko le'elach u'ahazik, hadinu svara d'shmua. Namely, Shmuel svara is glut. It's glut. That we have over here a takala. We have an exception that this is mamono. Okay, that's a technicality, that it still belongs to you. But it doesn't take away the essence of what you created. You created a takala. You created a hazard. And creating a hazard, that's bor. Okay? Again, creating a pit is bor, and putting an evan and being mafkir it is bor. So if you put an evan, you're not mafkir it, it's any less of a hazard. The fact that it belongs to you? No. That's a Shmuel we understand. Our problem is to understand Rav. And here, Rashi understands Rav, pshuto shel sugya, but the question is, what is the svara behind the pshuto shel sugya? What does Rashi say, hainu shor, that we view bor, shelo afkarinu, this avno sekino maso shel afkarinu, we view it as shor? Rashi said black and white, v'lav told the debor ninhu. Right? In other words, don't have a havamina that this has anything to do with bor. No. This is mamono. Right? And bor is not mamono. So it can't have anything to do with bor, and therefore this is shor. Okay. What is the issue with Rashi? When you say that it's easier to understand Shmuel. I mean, l'chora. Yeah. Rashi has a point, or Rav has a point. I mean, on one hand, this is a takola. On the other hand, it's mamono.
It doesn't fit into any of the kinds of shore that we know about.
That's what Tosfos raises. It doesn't. Shore is not is not l'chora super category. Shore is Karen, Shane, and Regel, and this doesn't fit into Karen or Shane or Regel. A, but even l'chora more than that is bor. Is mamono really a category? That we speak about it as having teeth, it appears to be just a sort of a technicality rather than a category. But Rashi says it, so we'll come back to Rashi. Well, Tosos, as Benayah was pointed out, was bothered by Rashi. But let's see where you get to if you want to offer an alternative. And after we see Tosfos and we see what his alternative is, and we try and deal with it, then we'll come back to Rashi, and hopefully we'll be able to understand Rashi a little better. Okay. So let's look at Tosfos. Shoro lamanu. Tosfos is assuming shoro means it fits somewhere into Karen, Shane, and Rego. So Tosfos, by process of elimination, says hainu Karen. The only one it could fit into is Karen. Why? Because Shane v'Rego paturim b'rishus harabim. Okay, and what is the case over here? Avno sakino maso shehinichan b'rishus harabim v'hiziku. So we can't very well have a tolda of boar, which is going to be potter. That can't be. So it must be that we're talking about Karen. If we're talking about Karen, so firstly, what do we do with Tam and Mu'ah? So Tosfos says, we're off in a technicality. The whole concept of Tam and Mu'ah is Palganiska Mamona, Palganiska Knossa, Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Hein, Stam Shvarim Becheska Shimur Hein. It's only talking about Ba'alei Chayim. So that, in other words, so we have two types of Karen. We have the life Karen, where you have Chatzi Nezek and Nezek Shalom, and then you have the inorganic Karen, where, in other words, which is always Nezek Shalom. However, V'yim Tomar, Hechi Gomar Mishor, Ma L'shor Shekein Ba'al Chayim, can we really do away with the category of Ba'al Chayim? V'kavanasa L'hazik, isn't, you know, like in what way is this similar to Shor? The fact that it's a takala, that's bor. The fact that it's mamono, that's keren. But what happened to Baal Chai? What happened to Kavanaso Lahazik? And therefore, Tosfos offers an alternate perish to Rashi. Mefarish HaRashbam, the Asi Mibor Vishor Bebameh Hatzad, that we have over here a hybrid. This is not, in other words, Shmuel says that Avno Sekino Maso Shelo Hifkiro is pure boar. And Rav holds it's a hybrid of boar and shor because of the Mamono aspect. Right? Because of the Mamono aspect, it's a hybrid. And therefore, we've solved our problems. Since it's a hybrid, so, in other words, we don't need the Kavanos of the Hazik. We don't need that aspect. And we don't care about the fact that it's low afkarinhu. In other words, we have the hybrid. We bring in the mamono from the side of the shore. We bring in the takala from the side of the boar. And we're fine. Ulekami gabe hatsara sheva dekamar abayi lasui avna sakino logaras ilo rav damar kula mishar olamadnu hainu shor dilo rav asi shapir b'me hatsad asi kim parishnes. Namely, that the Gemara doesn't... That's not a chidush of abaye. That's Rav's halacha. That's simply, this is Rav. Rav already knows that this is the hybrid. It doesn't have to come on to generations later that someone will say it in his name. Aval kashe, but Tosus was bothered. Kevan de bibor nami yolif lipo nami yes. Kevan de bibor nami yolif liftero bahem kelim kibor. And the whole din of Rav is on the Mishnah Hameniach mechayev behu Rav kelim gabi nishbar kadam. That's the basic machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. According to Shmuel, that miboro labadnu, you're potter on Caleb. And according to Rav, that we view this like shore, you're chayav on Caleb. But if according to Rav, it's being learned out from the tzad hashava of boar and shore, lechora, it should have the pturim of both, right? That should be the standard. What did you see in another Rishon that impacts on this Tosfos? Is Tosfos' assumption really correct that when you have something which is learned out from a tzad hashava of two avos mezikin, then with the kulos of both apply to it? Is that
the Rosh disagrees?
That's a machlokas between the Yesh min hagedolim and the Rosh. Okay, so let's look at that machlokas. Tosfos over here clearly is taking sides, and.
Isn't the Rosh the Gedolim? Or sorry, isn't Tosfos the Gedolim that the Rosh is talking about?
This Tosfos agrees with that Shita. I don't know.
That's not what the Rosh was talking about. Rosh was talking about this Tosfos.
I'm not that much of an expert in the language of the Rosh to know who he refers to when he says V'yesh min ha-gedolim. Clearly, this Tosfos agrees with that Shita. Whether that Shita, whether he is the V'yesh min ha-gedolim, I don't know. So if we look at the Rosh, where we have the Mara Makom, Daf Vavam et Aleph, Hatzad HaShaveh Shebehem La'asu Yemai, Am Rabbi La'asu Yav Miskin HaMaso, Rav Alfazel Lo Hevi B'chiburo Kol Hanei Ukimta Danei Moroi, Avagav Dekuan Halachas Psukos Hen, Lo Pligei HaDod, Yele Mara Marchada, Mara Marchada, Velo Pligei, they're simply logical derivatives. Deho Ukimta Derav Ada Barava, Braisa udravina masnisin hi vekach ahanu da abaye the rava lekolakshuye midei umaskina di alfina avnoskina maso shnichem berosh agag nafish the rava rut metsuya meziku baser naichim ibor veesh. Namely, that all of this is a given, and yesh min hagedolim shekos. So, if you want to know what are the halachos that the Rif leaves out, that are halachos psukos. It's very cute. The Rif leaves it out because it's halachos psukos, but it's really a machlokas. But what is the halacha psuka? So yesh min hagedolim shekosvu, that when you have a hybrid lo machayev ela masha chayev bishnehem upetire, and therefore that which is learned out from a hybrid of boar and something else petire miniske kelim umimisas adab kmo boar, and if the second aspect of the hybrid is esh, you'd also be potter mitamon kmo esh kevan da asu b'mehatzad. Namely, that this is a logical principle, that a derivative can't be more chamor than the source. And if we have two sources, so the derivative, which is learned out of the two sources, can't be more chamor than the two sources. It'll have the kulos of both. That's the Yeshman and Mefarshim, and that's Tosis's question on the Rashbam, and therefore he leaves Rav B'tzarachim. According to Rashi, Mapitom, that we should compare this Avno Sikino Maso, the Lefkira, Mapitom, we should compare it to Karen. It's not similar to Karen. And according to the Rashbam, that it's learned out from Bor and Shor, Tzad HaShaveh, why does Rav say that you're Chayev on Kalim, Bechora, the derivative shouldn't be more stringent than the two sources that we have? Then the Rush continues, V'yesh shenistapku badavar. They weren't certain about the principle of the Yesh Menam Beforshim, but sof kol sof. We pass Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya. So the Maisa, they'll pass him like the Yesh Menam Beforshim, even if they don't agree with his line of reasoning totally. However, says the Rush, linearer, to call din bor yesh behem. Nothing doing. In other words, the call din bor yesh behem. And the raya from this is from Rav, right? Teida de hani inach gimel ukimto tiafina luhumi bor v'shor. L'shmuel da amar tana shor l'rago mahatzad de masis in koya davar avas hashnim b'misnasenu. Shokla v'tarilu, arezek arezek atzad hashem v'hen. V'ilu keren tanya b'seifa, kishizik havamaz b'lushat hashom inezek asuya keren. V'heichi matzi shmuel laisinu mi bor v'regel v'chayavinu v'rishus harabim. Kevan di yahivdulei hakal shebishnehem. Hilkach nira ikar talmuda hu mi bor l'chudei. That when we're learning out a tzad hashaveh of bor and regel, we give it the dinim of bor. Otherwise, it would never be chayiv in rishus harabim. Avno v'sakino maso lebasar v'naychi bein afkarinu bein lafkarinu l'shmuel damar kulo mi bor l'abadu ularav b'da afkarinu. It's kulo mi bor. And hu hadin, according to Rav, we're going to have a case of kulo mishor. Namely, according to the Rush, the Yesh Menam Mefarshim is wrong. The question is, well, what is the Svara of the Rush? The Svara of Yesh Menam Mefarshim is that a derivative can't be more stringent than its source. And if we have two sources, so a derivative can't be more stringent than its two sources. What is the working assumption of the Rush? We mentioned this when we spoke about the world of Rav Gustman, of Arba Avos Nezikin, that Tosus brings in Shem Shor, Shem Adam, etc. What over here is the working assumption of the Rush?
It's got to fit in one box.
That we only have four boxes. We only have four boxes. Arba Avos Nezikin, Hashor, Habor, Hamaveh, Vaheather. And everything has to fit into a box. Even if it's going to be learned out from two of us, once it's learned out, once we say that it's chayav, then we have to decide which box to put it in. And so over here, we're going to choose the box of shor as opposed to the box of bor. And therefore, you are chayav in kalim. Therefore, you're chayav on kalim. Namely, that this is simply a logical extension of that which we saw earlier. According to this Perush, we're still going to have to add in what Tosfos points out, that the difference between Tam and Mu'ad is limited to Bali Chayim, right? And we're going to say that this is learned out of a Tzad HaShaveh of Keren and Bor, and Rav decides that it's going to fit into the box of Keren, because it's Mamono, and it's going to fit into the box of Keren, and therefore it'll have the dinim of Keren, except for the din of Chatzi Nezek, which is limited to the world of Baalei, to the world of Baalei Chayim. And this would answer Tosfos' question. Namely, again, Tosfos didn't give this answer because he learned like Yesh Menam Mefarshim, or according to Bnei Yehu, he is the Yesh Menam Mefarshim. Okay, I don't know if there's any nafkamina in that issue, other than historical. But according to the Rush, how can we reinterpret now the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel? Again, up to now we're saying, according to Shmuel, Avno Sakino Maso'o She Lohif Kiran is pure bor. And according to Rav, since it has a mamono aspect to it, it's considered to be a hybrid of Keren and bor.
So I think the Rush would say that really it's a tzad, both are learning tzad hashaveh. The question is which one
exactly
does it fit in better?
Once we assume, like the Rush, that we only have these four boxes, we could say that both Rav and Shmuel agree that we have over here at Tzad HaShaveh. Everyone agrees we have at Tzad HaShaveh. It's not totally bor because it's mamono. It's not totally keren because it's passive. And it's a takala. It's a hazard. And therefore, the question is which box to put it in. And Shmuel will say we'll put it in the box of bor. And Rav will say we'll put it in the box of keren. Who learns that way?
Gris.
The Gris quotes a Rishon who learns that way. He quotes a tshuva of the Rimigash. So I thought it is that for you on the other side of the page. It's in the bottom left hand corner. It's because it's on a different page than the Griz's own Kiddush. So the Zeloshon Haritz Migash, okay, Rav Ibn Migash, I'm sorry, the Tshuvos of Siman Kuf Ayin Dalet. It is in the Tshuvos. The Tshuva is a very long Tshuva, and the Griz did us a favor of condensing it. The Af Agav the Bein Ki Chashvis Le Bor, Bein the Chashvis Le Shor Hakanafik Dina Bebemeh Hatzad, the Chayavin Nihu, Afilu Hachi Nafkamino Chiyuve Be Adam VeKelim. If you put it in the box of bor, namely, that he's assuming, actually, yeah, we have a bameh atzad. We certainly have a bameh atzad. Hari lehedya midivrei hari ibn migash, linyan ikar hayafusa leka nafkusa kol ben Rabbi Shmuel. There's no machlokis what the Iker Yalfusa is. The Iker Yalfusa is B'meh Hatzad. The Iker Yalfusa is B'meh Matzino. Now we have over here a hybrid. Plige im la'achar ha'yalfusa, once it's learned out, what box do you put it in? Okay? This is Rav Gustman. This is the shame. Just as we saw on Beis Amud Aleph, that we have to put something into a shame bor, a shame adam, a shame shor. So also here, that's machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. This direction, right? Okay. This is one way of answering Tosis's question by rejecting his assumption and moving over to the Rush. There is another way of answering Tosis's question in a much more much bolder. A much bolder chiddush than the Rush. The Rush is a chiddush, but it's not. But it's a chiddush that we have a lot of parallels to. That we have, you know, four categories. The bolder chiddush is that of the Griz himself. What's the bolder chiddush of the Griz himself? That perhaps. What again? He's not putting it into Rashi, and he's not putting it into Tosfos. He says it totally, totally on his own in order to be able to explain the Gemara.
The kulas are only going to apply if it's fully in one box.
Correct, but more than that, how many boxes are there according to the Griz? You're 100% correct. The kula of Taman only applies to the box of Eish. The kula of Tur of Adam and Kelim only applies to the box of Bor. The kula of Chatzi Nezek only applies to the box of Keren Vechule, etc. Right? They all have kulas. The kula of Tur of Rishus HaRabim only applies to the boxes of Shein V'Regel. How many boxes are there, however?
One. No, they have three counters involved with.
How many boxes are there? No. In other words, we said there are Arba Avos Nezikin. We're starting off with four. The Griz adds a box. What's the box that the grid adds? Mamon HaMazik. The grid adds a box called Mamon HaMazik. And this is Rav. This is Rav that Yalfinan Mi Shor. Namely, Yalfinan Mi Shor doesn't mean Shor. What does Yalfinan Mi Shor mean? It means that we override the four boxes. We have a fifth box called Mamon HaMazik, which is Chayav on everything. Namely, that we have a box which deals with anything which doesn't fit exactly into the four boxes. That's a fifth box. And that is chayav without, with no exceptions. Chayav nezek shalem, bishus harabim, tamun, kelim, everything. That you're chayav, everything. And the the Gris says, well, you know, it's not very nice for me to make up this category. We find it already in a Rishon. And he goes to a Shita Mekuvetzes on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We over there pulled out the Mahari Katz from our magician's hat. What does he pull out? He pulls out a Ra'o. Right, if you look at the very, very end of the section, on the left-hand column, where he says, "Ube'emes kol devareinu mevuharim b'shita mekubetzes," that which I said in this column and a half, and that which I said in the column and a half, it can be summarized in the beginning of the first column. Lo nemru kol shemlo shel avos nezikin rak liyan chiluki dinim shi'eshu kemevuhar b'daf hei ki kasvinu rachmanu lehilchoseihen. That is the basic chiyuv. Darko lahazik shmirasan alecha. If it fits into one of these four boxes, fine, then it has a biturim. But if it doesn't, we have this box called mamon hamazik. We have this overall box called mamon hamazik, which has no pturim whatsoever. And we're going to see that this is what the Ra'ah says, but this will explain our sugya, namely that once we say that we have over here this broad category, so what Rav means when he says, Mishor Olamadnu, not from Shur, but rather we're learning it out from the broad category of Mamon Hamazik, which you're chayev on everything. This will explain also the sugya of Keren Mechuberet, right? That we had the question, if the Torah is talking about Keren Tlusha, there you have Chatzi Nezek, what about Keren Mechuberet? Where it says, that would be Nezek Shaleh. Everyone asks, Papito Nezek Shaleh. Why go up? Why not go down? Or why not say it's the same? Why go up? But then if it's not exactly what's in the Torah, then we go into the broad category, into the universal donor. Universal donor is chayev on everything. It's an overall category. Eli was right saying that it's one. It's an overall category. It goes above the four boxes. It's a super box. We have the super box called Darko Lahazik Shmirasan Alecha, and it will also explain Toldosehem Lav Kayotze Bohem. The Gemara asks, are the toldos like the avos in the fact that they have the same pturim, or lav kayotze bahen? So we saw lav kayotze bahen could mean that you go down, right, to chatzi nezek, or it could be that you potter altogether. What could lav kayotze bahen also mean?
The pturim don't.
You go up. You're always chayav. And the toldos, since it doesn't fit exactly into the box. That's the question. How much wiggle room is there in the box? Is there room in the box for the toldos or not? The toldos go to this super category. It's another way of learning toldos. That's where Rav Bednarsh dealt with this gris in the world of toldos. Same code system. I didn't feel we were ready for it then. I wasn't ready for it then. Okay, but now that we've seen all these sugyas, we've seen the world of Keren Mechuberes, and we've seen the world of Toldosem Kayotzebem, and we've gotten over here and painted ourselves into a corner to try and understand Rav. So one way out of understanding Rav is the Rush, that, you know, it has to fit into a category, so it'll fit into Shur. The Gris says, that which doesn't fit into the four boxes fits into this overall category and is chayav on everything. Where does he see it in the Ra'ah? The Gemara has a Havamina Shen Dechaya Salka Daitach, that maybe Behema in Chayalo Kamash Malan Chaya Bechal Behema. So, in other words, Tosus gives his answer. V'tiri tells him, B'shita Mekubetzes, Divri HaGemara Hocha Kamash Malan, Dechaya Bechal Behema, in, Ritzolomar Le'in Chiyuva. Rak Le'in Hadin, Deshein Vere... Sorry, Ein Ritzolomar Le'in Chiyuva, Rak Le'in Hadin, Deshor Verego, P'tiri, B'rishus HaRabim. Al Zeh Havamina, B'shilach Asbi'iro, One of you Patrish HaRabim, Behema in, Chayalo, Chaya Chayeves Gam Birishus Harabim. Mehechi Teisa, Ma Pitom that a Chaya should be more Chamor than a Behema? don't know, it's Lechora, the category of Shein and Regel, isn't that learned out from Behema? Why should it be greater? To say that it's Pater Mela, say that it's more Chayav, but over here, maybe this fits into the category of Kol Shedarko Lahazik, Ushmi Rasan Alecha. That's the Havamina. That's what the Ra'ah meant. So again, over there in the Gemara, it's a Havamina. But according to the Griz, this can be used to explain our sugya as well. Okay? Okay, that's what we have over here. So, but our problem is still, okay, so Tosfos B'mehatzad is fine up to a point. If you want to really follow through with the B'mehatzad of the Rashbam, you have to either go to the Rush or go to the Griz. Either goes, has to fit into one of the four categories, and so we'll fit it into Shor, or say that it fits into the super category and it's Chayav on everything. But let's go back to Rashi. Rashi doesn't say this or doesn't say that. Rashi says that we're dealing over here not with the B'meh HaTzad, but rather we're learning out from Shor. And Tosfos asks, what kind of Shor? Shein and Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim. Here we're talking about Achiv Rishus HaRabim. It must be Karen. But if it's Karen, where's Kavanas HaLahazik? What can you now say in Rashi? What could we say in Rashi once we've already seen the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rush and the Griz? Can we now be creative and adapt that which we've seen to help us within Rashi? Can we like make a combination of the Rush and the Griz? Namely saying...
Is he saying like Shor is that box?
Excellent. Maybe the Rush is correct. It has to fit into a box. And all boxes, to a certain degree, have parameters. All boxes have dimensions. All boxes have halachot. However, maybe there is one more box, which Rav... certainly should be able to say. Which box? How did Rav learn the Mishnah? Arba Sezikin. Hashor, Habor, Hamave, Vahever. What is Shor according to Rav?
Karen,
Shane, and Regel. So maybe Rav Lashitaso, there is a box called Karen, Shane, Regel. Namely, that if we have that which is Mamono, if we have that which is Mamono, and it is mazik, so it is not bor, because bor is not mamono. It's not esh, because esh is koa acher meuravbo. It's not adam, because it's not it's mamono. Maybe we have a box called shor. We have a box called shor, and that box called shor is chayav bishus harabin, and that box called shor is chayav nezik shalem. Again, not to go as far as the Griz that we have a super box that covers any case under, you know, which doesn't fit exactly into any of the four boxes. But when we have that which is mamono, we have a box called shor. And therefore, avno sokino maso shalohif kiron will fit into this box called shor. Now, I'm not the one who said this. Who said this black, black on white? Let's look at the right. The Ravid asks all of Tosis's questions, in other words, on Rav. In other words, how can Rav say that Hecha de lo afkarinhu, it's shor? What kind of shor? It's not Shein, it's not Regel, it's not Karen, v'chule. And the Ravid gives two answers. The first answer is that somehow this is similar to Karen Muad. It's similar to Karen Muad, and since it's similar to Karen Muad, you see that where it's one, five lines from the bottom. Aval Hanoch, Kevan de lo mafgir lehu. We're talking about Avnon Sekinim Asod, you weren't mafgir. V'dayte le mishkalinu mehasam, and you don't plan to leave them shesara, but you're not mafgir it. Mamonohu. Ukekeren muad dami, which answers Tosis's question of the Nezek Shalem. Shedarkon lahazik should be kishor hamuad. Ulashen v'regolet lemnuye lepotr b'shus harabim. Dehanu b'rishus ka'az lehasam. Uman de manach peri okelim hasam. Iu pasha benafshe. Aval hai, this person, when he put the evan v'shus harabim, ulaf b'rishus manach lehu. V'dami k'mishe kavanaso lahazik b'keren muedes t'shkiyach hezeka. Namely, we pointed out that the world of Keren has two definitions. It has a definition of Kavanas Lahazik, and has a definition of that you pay Chatzi Nezik when it's Meshuneh, and then when it becomes more of Ragil, then you pay Nezik Shalem. So over here, we'll say this jumps right away to be the Muad, and therefore you don't need the Kavanas Lahazik, or if you want to, the Kavanas Lahazik is on the part of the owner of the stone. I put the hazard in Rishus HaRabim. It's ki'ilu kavanasi lahazik. I know someone is likely to trip over it. And therefore, it's keren muad. That's the first teretz. Namely, it has to fit into a box. It'll fit into the box of shor, namely keren muad. It'll fit into the box of keren muad. Okay? It's not about mehatzad. It's learned out from keren muad. That could be Rashi, sure. Oh, he says, iname haki ka'amar. Hecha delo afkarinu, mazik b'mamonahu, v'ahani beit pshius gufo, l'chayev onezik shalem u'birushus harabim. The moment that we're not mafkir, this is a category called mazik b'mamono. This is the box of shor hamazik. Shor hamazik is not keren, it's not shein, it's not regel, it's mamon hamazik, that we have this box called shor. Look back at the milchamos. The Melchamos, we pointed out, has one line where he succinctly summarizes Shmuel. The moment you have a takola kavua, that's bor. Avol rav svirulei la'olam hecha delo afkarei shorohu. I af agav the bor dechiyav of Torah bor b'rishu, so he moves over to the issue of what your mafkir, that we can skip for a moment. Next, move to the last line in the middle. Ari lo matzinu shechiyav haTorah at nizke mamono ela b'shor. Hilchah kol mamono demazik mishor gamrinan loy. That any time you have mamon hamazik, which doesn't fit into box A, B, or C, it's not keren, it's not shein, it's not regel, it's shor. Okay, so we have then that we can interpret Rashi, that Rashi is a hybrid between the Rosh and the Griz. He doesn't go as far as the Griz, that boldness like the Ra'ah, to create a new category of Darko Lahazik, not even Mamon, above Mamon. Darko Lahazik Ushmirasan Alecha, anything which doesn't fit into any of the categories fits into a super category. He creates a category called Shor. If you want to, just to picture it. In other words, we have Karen, Shane, Regel, Bor, Eish, and Adam, right? Each of these is a box. According to Tosfos and the Yesh Min HaGedolim, if something is learned out from any two boxes, it's Gakal Shebeinehem. In other words, that we're dealing with a derivative can't be greater than its sources. However, the Rosh said, no, everything has to fit into one of these boxes. And the machlokas between Rav and Shmuel, when you have the Avnos Sekinim Asod, Shelo Hefkiran, which box is it? Is it the box of Bor, or is it the box of Lechora Keren? That's what the Rosh would be going. We saw that the Griz understood that there's a box up here called Darko Lahazik Ushmirasan Alecha, and the source he has for it is the Ra'ah, that's a Havamina of Shein Chaya. That which doesn't fit into any of these boxes automatically is Chayav on everything. And then Yitachin, there we have Rashi, the Ravid in his second Perush. Yitachin, this is also the Milchamos. that we have a box called Shore. That anything which doesn't fit exactly into Karen Shein Regel, namely we have a case of Mamono, She Darko, Lahazik, Ushmira Sanalecha. Right, with the world being Mamono. Fits into this box called Shore, and the box of Shore doesn't have any of the unique peturim of Karen Shein and Regel. There's no stira between the misunderstanding and the grits.
What do we see in the grits that that's not what he means?
The grits doesn't want to use the word mama. The grits wants to take this, if you were to have a boar, shafkarinhu. But it's learned out from Abameh Hatzad of boar and eish, because it's, you know, where it fell off of a roof, right? It's going to fit into this Dairko Lahazik Mishmiras and Alecha, even if it's not Mamono. Even if it's not Mamono. Now, it's simply that we have categories of, you know, this is simply what we'll call a Mazik. We have a Shei Mazik. Doesn't call it Shore. Shore is only that which is from these three boxes. It doesn't fit into these three boxes, but doesn't relate to the other boxes. Mashenkein, the Grizz's category is over everything. Is over everything. Yes?
Why isn't this limited to Bali Chaim? Why could he extend it to this before?
We could have had such a category, but Rav, it's not. I mean, this is Rav. This is Rav who says Hecha de lo afkarinu, that Mamonahu kevan de Mamonahu have a shor. And we said Rav is setting up the category. You're saying if we find another Amora who would have something that would, you know, only apply. In other words, I should say this also applies to Bor, which is Mamona. Bor, which is Mamono, is considered to be this category of Shore. Bor, which is Mamono, also feeling right. You're correct. Namely, this category of Shore is defined as Mamono. That's what the Ravid says. That's what the Ramban says. Yitachen, that's what Rashi means. In the second parish, the first parish of the Ravid is like the Rush. It's like, say it's Karen. What? It's like looking like the Rush has to fit into a box, and the box he wants to fit it into is a box of Karen Muad. Okay. This Seder. Okay, this is what we have over here. Anything else I wanted to. Just to move it back. To the world of Avno Sakino Umaso Shelo Hifkiran. We saw Shmuel, who
calls this moor, and Rav calls this shore. Within Shmuel, we have two possibilities. We had the possibility that it is rock boar, and then we saw that the Milchamos explained it's a takola. Every takola, afilu mamono, is defined as boar. Or maybe even Shmuel agrees that it's a bameh hatzad of boar and shore, and it fits into the box of boar, which is like the rush, that everything has to fit into a box. Every bameh hatzad fits into a box. That's Shmuel. Rav, he said it's shore, so it could be a bameh hatzad of shore and boar, but he fits it into the box of shore, right? This is, would be according to the Rush. And we saw that according to the Ravid in his first parish, that this box is, in other words, this box is Karamuad. That's the box we're talking about. The other option is to say that we're dealing with pure shore, and this would either be according to the Grizz, a super box of Shem Mazik, Darko Vahazik, Ushmirasan Avecha, or it would be a category like Rashi, the Ravid in the second Perush, the Milchamos, that we have a category of Shor, Shem Shor, a box of Shem Shor, which is Mamono, Shedarko Lahasim. And this shore would be basically any time that we have over here a world of mamono, as opposed to the box of the Grizz, which would go even beyond mamono, which would even if we were dealing with a case which would really be total hefker, but you created it, and it doesn't fit into the classic categories, that would also come under the world of the Shem Mazik of the Grizz. Okay, we'll stop over here. So what we have at this point is, in terms of our sugya, we see the options, but also in terms of moving forwards, now we're going to move over to defining Adam and Eish, and then move to Toldos of Regel in terms of the world of Tsroros and see how that fits into these boxes. And then we'll move over to the Bameh Hatzads and we'll see how that... Well, now I think that we have the tools to deal with the next three blot of Gemara. You know, it's from now through Daf Vav. And then we'll take it from there. From Yud Sashem. So I want to wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, Shnas Chaim V'Shalom. The next year, Yud Sashem, will be a few weeks from now on Sunday. Okay, this month begins the previous Thursday, so we'll begin. In other words, we'll see the sugya. I'll give you my makomos blineder on that Thursday morning. You'll have Thursday and Sunday, but basically, I'm sorry, I gave you my makomos that we didn't cover the whole sugya of hifkir boro v'lo hifkir reshuso hifkir boro. I had thought I fitting that into this, but it just didn't fit in, so I'd rather leave with something that we can understand. We'll get to it, and we know there when we do with the world of war in more detail. But I'm sorry that I sent you on a wild goose chase. I didn't mean to. I really had thought of doing it, but it just didn't fit in. Okay, and what else? In other words, I hope to see you on Yom Kippur. Mi'etz Hashem, you should have a very meaningful Simchas Torah with all the other Ramim. And my wife would like to be home for one yantif, and we'd be happy to see you in our sukkah the Wednesday night of sukkahs if it works out for you, and your families. And we should only hear Besaros Tovos, Yeshuas, or Nechamos. One asks Mechila if I, Chas V'Shalom, insulted anyone, it's certainly not intended. We should continue growing and learning.
Thank you very much.